Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about Preparedness Month. This is part one of a two-part interview. September is National Preparedness Month, and with that, can you explain what that means?
So it's just an effort to increase public education awareness of what disasters could strike your local community and how you can be prepared as a community member, individually, just in case something happens.
And we're seeing things at the national level happening right now.
There is stuff happening everywhere. We've got the crazy fires out west. Over 500,000 acres in Montana is burning. We've got national parks that are on fire right now. And then there are 3 hurricanes in the Atlantic as we speak, and we're in the remnants of Harvey hitting Texas. So there's always something bad going on, and these are the big ones. The possibility that there are small things going on at the same time. We just had some presidential declarations here in the state of Iowa a couple weeks ago for the flooding that happened in northeast Iowa last month. So if you know how to deal with disaster, you're better prepared.
Right now we're seeing droughts locally. What should people be thinking about?
With the droughts, just knowing that we're in those conditions right now, that there is a higher risk for fire. We're not a western area where forest fires, wildfires regularly happen, but Iowa is actually listed as a high-risk place for wildfires, especially when we've got conditions like these. The other risk is if it does finally rain, if we get a heavy downpour, we could see some serious flash flooding.
And with flash floods, what should people keep in mind if they're on the roads?
Stay out of the water. It only takes 6 inches of flood water. If you're walking through it, that could sweep you away. And 2 feet of water or less can move your vehicle. So don't drive into floodwaters because you don't know how deep it is. There's a way around. So don't drive through it. You can put more people at risk by driving through it.
And with National Preparedness Month, what are some things that people should think about having on hand at home in case there is an emergency weather situation?
So you want to have your weather radio so you can keep apprised of what actually is going on. There are alerts that come out through those radios. Water. If something were to happen, you're supposed to have 1 gallon of water per person per day, and you should have a minimum of a 3-day supply. Other things that you need, batteries for flashlights. Ideally, if everybody had their own generator, that'd be amazing, but realistically, that's not the case. So as long as you have food, water, a way to access the food and cook the food, or, you know, if you've got stuff that doesn't need heated up. If you've got cans of soup, make sure you have a can opener. This is one of the really small, simple things that sometimes people forget, and they go, oh, I can't open my can of food. So just little things like that you need to remember. Another thing that you should have in your supply kit is if you take prescription medications, try to keep an extra supply on hand so that if your normal supply would run out and you can't get to the pharmacy, you still have a few days' supply. Another thing that you need to have is documentation. All your insurance documents, your birth certificate, social security cards. These are things that you should have a copy of. A good thing to do with them is put them in a Ziploc bag so that they don't get wet. Or if you have them, I have keychain thumb drives that I keep stuff on, so I always have that on me. Eventually we'll be able to work our computers again if stuff goes out, so you always have access to that information. Another thing to have on hand is cash. In a disaster situation, when the power's out, your debit card is not going to work. And another thing to think about is that, oh, if you have $300 cash, you don't want $300 bills. Have some smaller denominations, because this is worst case scenario, but if things are really bad and you're bartering with people and you have a $100 bill and they don't have change, there's a third of your monetary supply that's gone. Your precious metals are a great thing to have. We try to keep a stock of, you know, even just a roll of silver dollars. it's precious metal. It's never going to lose its value. So these are great things to have on hand.
That's been today's Washington Page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Rison. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.